Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you feeling a bit animated? Well, come on over to the Wicked Anime Podcast on the Nerdy Show Network, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to animation, Japanese culture, and all things anime. With a true industry perspective, we're always diving deeper than school uniforms and tentacle monsters. Join us on the Wicked Anime Podcast, nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. It's Wicked A!
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to Derpy Show, the Derpy podcast dedicated to any facet of derpdom, from the chopper and gyrating to condiments and goth chat. If it's derpy, maybe we'll cover it. Hi, I'm Boar.
I'm DJ Snorlax.
And I'm Neofoost.
And I'm Robo Joe.
And on this episode of Derpy Show, we've got some exciting things planned for you. It's been a while, but we rustled up some hosts from Derpy Show's past, and here we are taking over this special 300th episode of Nerdy Show. Let's go around the room, because we haven't talked to these guys for quite a while, so... Hey, Chan, what have you been doing?
So, I actually have been cooking a lot.
Cooking a lot,
yeah,
huh?
I bought a bunch of cameras, and I pointed them at my kitchen, and I've been cooking on Twitch.
How many cameras do you need to point at your your kitchen?
I need a camera for my face looks, I need a camera for my food looks.
You making cocaine?
No! I'm cooking the foods.
Oh.
Them steakums.
Cocaine.
Okay, so yeah, you got a new Twitch channel.
Yeah, because apparently Twitch. Remember when Twitch was like, no, you have to be video games. Everything else can fuck off.
Oh yeah, vividly.
Yeah,
remember that because we got kicked off of it.
Yes. But, yeah. Well, sometime in the past like 3 months, they're like, hey, did you know you can like paint and like cook on Twitch now? And I was like, all right, I'll cook on Twitch.
Yeah, it's called like Life or personal or something. Life stream.
Yeah, Life.
So yeah, that's what I've been doing. I also had like
IRL. That's what it's
IRL.
Called. Yeah.
I also had a like 10 people hang out with me as I sorted magic cards on camera.
Oh, you sorted magic cards?
Yeah, I just pointed the camera down at my playmat and I just sorted them and then talked to people on the internet
And 10 people showed up.
So, yeah.
I mean, that's something.
Yeah.
Did you randomly find like a buttload of money in said cards? Like, did
I knew
find the motherload in the?
No, I knew what was in there. Oh. I mean, some of the stuff had value in there, but I knew what was in there.
Oh. So if our Nerdy Show listener, I mean, Derpy Nerdy Show.
Nerdy.
If those people want to listen and tune in and watch you cook things and sort cards.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
So we'll put it in the show notes, but you can find me doing things Haunted Hangout. So twitch.tv/hauntedhangout. I'm doing stuff with Lenora. You may remember Miss Terry Guest. She's no longer a mystery. Her name is Lenora. And we do some stuff on that. We started doing like a Sports Center style show that we would live stream where we talk about topics and we have a time limit and we just kind of cram through a bunch of nerdy topics really, really quick. We wear bow ties. It's very important.
That's why we don't wear bow ties here because it's not that important.
No.
Am I going to have to buy a bow tie to guest spot?
You can wear a regular tie.
Okay.
Hefe wore a regular tie. Ascots are approved. You just have to look nice.
What about a bolo tie?
Only if you also have a cowboy hat.
Deal. What if I'm just wearing the bolo tie, the cowboy hat, and boots, and that's it?
I mean, I wasn't wearing pants when we did it because it's from the chest up, so...
I like the way you operate.
Imagination.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Neofoust, we have seen you a little bit more recently because you showed up to the Nerdy Show studio and you told us about Poseidon's Kiss.
That was like 2 years ago?
Yeah, but that's more recently than DJ Snorlax over here.
Yeah!
Wow, time goes by when you're in and out of the place that you're living in. Okay, so I've been kind of back and forth in between country and other countries the past like two-ish years. Doing a lot of travel and I've taken into my own accord to basically...
Honda Accord?
No, Honda Accord, yeah. I don't know if I used that word right, but I took it upon myself to actually produce some music and start actually, not commercially, but releasing music.
Can we find you on Spotify yet?
You can find me on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud!
DJ Neofile SoundCloud, bruv.
What is it?
I have different projects, everything ranging from like my high school days to when I was first deployed to now, and ranging the gamut of like acoustic songs, rock songs, and a lot of chiptune stuff.
Is there like a username we can search for?
Yeah, it's like DJ Neofaust, SoundCloud. Cool. I'll start releasing some of that more, but that's literally the undertaking I've been trying to force myself.
Yeah, we'll link that on the episode's page. Should be good. Then you'll get a bunch of people listening to your music.
And trashing. No, yeah. I've literally told myself I need to start releasing this because I have like 10 years.
Because it's in your heart.
Maybe some of our tens of fans will actually go check you out.
10 plays that aren't bots and click people from like Bangladesh.
And you, Robo Joe, what have you been up to?
Well, I actually just got back from England and Scotland not too long ago. We went down, me and the wife went down this really weird...
Whoa, you got married?
Oh, wow.
It's been a while.
Yeah, like almost 2 years ago now.
Oh, shit.
But we got really into like true crime and cryptozoology and stuff, and we spent like a week in Scotland looking for the monster. It was cold and
Which
lonely.
One? Leprechauns or?
Scotland.
The otters in the line?
They don't have leprechauns in Scotland?
The Loch Ness
the
monster.
The monster.
There's different monsters.
I thought they called her Nessie.
I always thought they were just otters in a line that were actually just mistaken.
No, now Robo Joe is completely convinced that it's a real thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it might not be a giant dinosaur, but there's weird stuff going on.
There's something in there. It might be driftwood, but there's something in there.
Well,
No. A guy gave him booze on a boat, and now he 100% believes that there's something deeper.
It's true. There's three growing blobs that move around and stuff.
That only that boat has ever discerned, not any scientific authority.
Nice. That's true.
Yes!
But
he does have an LCD screen that shows something that pretty convincing, and it looks like radar.
That's true. And it didn't look like it was actually on just a continuous loop, it actually, like...
Well, it's actually just like screen like
he thought ahead and made it an hour long.
But it's just a loop from like a screenshot from the abyss. Like sometimes if you watch for too long, it just cuts and like Ed Harris is there for a frame.
Yeah. But while we were there, I drank more than I drink all year put together in a week, and haggis is delicious. Mm. I highly recommend everybody try it. We had it four or five times while we were there. We went and explored a bunch of really old castles and stuff, too.
Did you get any urn brew straight from the tap?
No, it's terrible. I've had it before.
Urn brew.
I don't like it. Urn brew. It's like the official soft drink of Scotland.
Hey, listen, true Derpy fans, remember when we tasted urn brew in like episode 3.
And we were very underwhelmed.
Very underwhelmed with that bubblegum drink.
But
is it shandy, though?
What is it? A tatty scone? Tatty scones are delicious. They're like an English muffin.
Oh, it's
like
probably like a normal scone, except for it tastes like tatty.
Extra tatty this time.
I love it when the tatty is nice and lean.
Fresh out of the tatty.
Oh, yeah. Black pudding and haggis on toast for breakfast. Good stuff.
All right, so let's see. What's new in nerd pop culture that we can talk about?
I don't really keep up with new stuff. I like exclusively been watching anime from 30 years ago.
Yeah, I just started playing Assassin's Creed Syndicate that's like 2 years old now.
Yeah,
literally today.
Comic books?
I fixed an old Moog synthesizer.
I don't read comics.
Has anybody read a comic in like 10 years?
Video games?
Are they like...
2 years. I'm still playing World of Warcraft, Overwatch. Everything I was playing when Simon was on.
Everybody hears me talking about World of Warcraft all the time too.
I got into this game called Ingress. It's kind of cool.
Ingress.
Yeah.
We're on Pokemon Go now.
Oh, great.
I think everybody's off Pokemon Go now, aren't they?
No.
The only people still playing Pokemon Go are the people that don't actually play Pokemon games.
Well, I mean, hey, we've got the whole crew here. You want to just. Do it the old way?
Let's derp this shit!
Derp it up!
Yeah!
Previously on Derpy Show.
And manipulating it like a teenager, basically, and I'm just kind of like...
What's being manipulated like a teenager?
Roy Moore!
Oh!
Derpy Show.
Here, no buttons, and you can do hi-hats and cymbals. There you go, you make it techno! And you can go back to the bass buttons here, and then just push stuff. Oh, what this does, this is a sequencer, so if the first note, it tracks that.
I've got a question. Why did you bring those on a trip down here?
Well, I don't work except for, like, remote stuff, and so when I'm not, like, driving, I'm playing on these things, or when I'm not working.
Okay.
Well, because I drove down here with Tori, so...
Oh, you drove down.
We drove down.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Okay.
And even on the plane.
I thought you flew down, and I was like, you make the room in your luggage for these gigantic...
Oh, dude, I do that too. Yeah, no, I fly with these things. I have all different songs and all this stuff.
Derpy Show!
I don't get it. If it's called Invincible, how come I can see it?
Derpy Show!
I like to...
You know what that tone means.
I like to go off the cusp.
It's time to silence our phones. Let's all silence our phones now. Let's all silence our phones now. Let's all silence our phones now. Or else Rob will hit us with a stick.
Hey, I got a text from my brother and it's just a bunch of poop emojis with an O face.
Classy.
What the fuck?
Derpy Show.
Hey, it's me, Chan. Hey, Jake. Hey, Kvasm. Hey!
Let's start over.
You got it to him, Zen!
I was trying to fuck with him, but then he just didn't break.
Derpy Show!
People keep trying to summon us, so here we are!
Here we are!
I thought you summon us with like a black dildo and like a Mountain Dew bottle.
We can only appear when it will generate the most disappointment. I was describing this to somebody, and I was like, they're like, wait, you didn't do that on the radio. I'm like, yeah, I actually said that on the real radio.
Wait, which thing?
DJ Snorlax. They're like, you were never a shock jock. I'm like, I mean,
we pretended.
We tried. We had dumb sound effects.
I tried really hard on college radio.
It was real radio. It was FM.
Yeah, we broadcasted. That's the biggest black ass I've ever seen, and I like it. In the whole building. Seriously, we had this guy that was all like, my mom works at the SunTrust building, right?
So the full story was
context.
Back when Steven and I were on the radio show, we were trying to be legitimate, and we were.
Legitimate.
We were interviewing a gentleman who was involved with a new comic convention that was happening at UCF.
Yeah.
And we didn't know this at the time, but his mother worked at the SunTrust downtown, like the big skyscraper SunTrust. And we didn't know that she was in charge of putting the music through to the entire building.
Yeah!
And back then... we had like a shelf of music that was required to play, and on this shelf we got to pick out whatever we wanted, and one of the things was Foxy Shazam.
Yeah.
And Foxy Shazam has this song called I Like It.
Yeah, and there's no safe harbor rules on it, so it's like, you know, it didn't say we couldn't play it.
Yeah, it didn't say we couldn't play it. So the main chorus to this song is, that's the biggest black ass I've ever seen in my life, and I like it.
I like it.
And apparently, his mom was like, I believe, a Jamaican woman.
Yeah.
And so she pumped it through the entire building to hear her, so everybody in the building could hear her son be interviewed on the radio. And, you know, as a side effect, we played, that's the biggest black ass I've ever seen. I like it. I like it. Yeah. Through the entire building. And she called up afterwards and she was like, I'm confused. Is this what American music is usually like?
Yeah.
Actually, it's more vulgar.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is pretty tame. It's like Queen meets modern day.
I mean, that's like when. Let's not forget that there was the like month and a half that Lonely Island showed up on the playable list, and that's like all we played.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was like, we usually didn't like most of what was in that required
so
to play
stupid.
Section.
It's like 15 so minutes of like ambient noise. It just is this what we're supposed to play?
Yeah, we'd get really attached to like a record or two, like throughout whatever rotation, because I think they were there for like about a month or two, and then they would go away. So yeah, one of the times it was like Lonely Island, so we were like Turtleneck and Chain. Turtleneck and Chain.
And then I almost got all the way through Falcor versus Atreyu before you stopped that.
Well, it's like so weird because the rotations are just so weird. In college radio, it was like 80% was like experimental, like, you know, ambiance, lowercase music from Iceland where people would moan and do like weird stuff. I'm just like, this is fucking music. And I remember Bjork came out with a new album and we played one track because it was required in rotation. I'm like, oh, cool, a new Bjork. I know I'm saying that wrong.
That's Bjork for all of you listening at home.
Yeah, and Jonesy's, or Yonesy's, I guess, is whatever that was. But we played that, and I was just like, no, it wasn't Bjork, it was,
Was it Jens Lekman?
No, it was Yonesy's.
Was it Jens Lekman?
What was the Yonesy's original act? Because he did... He
no one knows.
What's a Yonesy?
Yonesy was the lead singer of that one Icelandic group that was all like, we do peace Icelandic music,
the only thing,
and it's all weird.
The only thing I know about anything from there is I listened to this documentary podcast about death metal.
Oh, yeah.
And how they burned all the churches. Yeah, they burned like 40 historical churches to the ground,
Sweden,
and like got into a like feud and killed each other, and
yeah,
like it was just an ever escalating thing of like we started doing this stuff to make our reps real, and then it just got way out of hand.
Yeah, I'm the nerdiest musician who is also into the dark arts. Wow. No, I am the nerdiest musician who's also into the dark arts.
It was like the renaissance of shitty recording stuff. It's like, let's record in this tin can, this 4-track tape recorder, make sure the microphone's been beat up and pissed on, and then we're going to scream out of our little, like, I don't know, with those little Playmobil-like speakers as we hook our guitars into it that don't have all strings on it, but we'll tune it down to the lowest thing and praise Satan halfway through.
So you know what's funny?
Record it onto a pot with a broom.
So that description works for how they recorded the music.
Oh, shit,
it also works for, like, basically what their fans, like, smelled like, too. Like,
piss and crust, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But you know, there's a whole subgenre that came from the whole black metal scene called crust punk, which is literally the same
crust
thing.
Punk?
Crust punk!
You're making that up.
I'm not making this up. Crust punk.
Fact check this guy.
Look up crust punk.
You'll We're not up, looking
it's,
up crust.
It's like
I need a definition of crust punk.
Crust punk, from my understanding, is basically like low level, like it's like post punk. Oh god, I'm going to these weird terms. Take punk music and make sure you record on the shittiest version of tape, and then blow it out in the proportions, and make sure not only is the music shitty and punkish, make sure that you, as a crust punk person, is filled with, like, you know,
you have to have crusty thoughts.
Well, you literally are crusty in the sense you don't shower, you're naturalistic, you're barefoot, and you basically have dreads, and you talk about veganism.
This sounds like a very high barrier to entry.
See, I'm way more...
We're a very low barrier, but equally as high.
I could be wrong on that, because there's different regions. There's Scandinavian crust punk, there's, like, New York crust punk, there's, like, West Coast crust
punk. I'm way more into crest punk.
Crest punk.
Which is, you just make it as clean as you can.
Is, like, one of the, like, barriers to entry, like, literally, like, rubbing crest toothpaste all over your naked body?
You just have to brush your teeth twice a day and floss.
You have to be crusty, basically. It's a weird thing, but yeah, subgenres. Look it up, kids.
Wait.
I probably angered somebody, though.
Can you dress up as Krusty the Clown and get immediate entry into crust punk?
Maybe.
I'm more into Aquafresh punk.
Come on. With the inset of vaporware and, like, what was it called? It was called Aquapunk or something like that. Do you remember hearing that? I can't remember. It was like a... No, what was it called? C-punk. That was it. C-punk. It's literally an offshoot of, like, the fucking vapor waves.
You know what I love about this conversation that we just had?
Is that no one knows what it means.
No! You and I were trying as hard as we could, but we could not derail
Neophile. No, not for a second.
We couldn't derail him from talking about actual fucking subgenres that nobody has ever heard of.
You could have IDFs going left and right and CRMs going off and shooting shit in the sky. I could
Stacey Puck. We still can't!
Is he speaking English right now?
Booms. You could have shit going down. I could still keep a conversation. I've learned how to do that.
Okay, we did it.
Good.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
Derpy Show.
Joe's been exclusively learning about the world through this one podcast.
Coast to coast?
So he feels like he knows all about, like, what have you been learning about? Mostly serial killers.
Yeah, a lot of serial killers.
He knows a lot about aliens, and he knows a lot about Scientology.
And cults.
And he knows a lot about cults now.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of occult podcasts.
That kind of reminds me of, yesterday we had a Nerdy Show hangout with the patrons, and... one of our patrons is from Iceland, and he was confused about what what the deal with the Alamo was. Like, why do people say remember the Alamo? And so I spewed out this really long thing about, like, the history of the Alamo. But all I was doing was, like, soberly, badly recalling the episode of Drunk History where they talked about the Alamo.
You know, you can't go wrong.
So I was like, man, maybe I should make, like, a YouTube channel where I just soberly but horribly
remember drunk history.
Is that like Mythos reviews movies or something?
I mean, I don't know. I think you need to go deeper. Yeah. There's another level you could get there.
Okay, maybe I do that to a child and then we YouTube record the child remembering what I tried to teach them about what I remembered from Drunk History.
I think I'm in. I will watch this.
But where are we going to find a child?
I mean, I think if Channing has, like, nephews and stuff.
Yeah, that you're not getting into her fucking
hair. He's got access to kids.
I mean, Boar, I think the best way to describe the album
I've got
is
candy in a van!
Yeah, I got a van, kids! Tears of Man!
Hey, that van is for Rope Van Winkletree and nothing else.
Oh, God. Why would you want to put kids in that blood-covered death trap?
Well.
Oh, Rope Van Winkletree.
God.
Derpy Show.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I kind of loved it. Your unborn son?
I took lyrics and just fucking zoned.
Yes, that's what we wanted.
Derpy Show.
All right, this just in, DJ Snorlax is up in the Derpy Show chapter, and he's going to be interviewing a Mike Hughes, who apparently he believes the Earth is flat, and he's got an interesting way that he's going to try to prove it. So let's go to DJ Snorlax. DJ Snorlax, are you there?
Yes, there, Boar. Thank you for cutting to us. RoboJoe is flying us. We are currently 2,000 feet above the Earth's surface, floating midair with one Mr. Michael Hughes.
It sounds like you might be high enough to be able to see the curvature of the Earth. Is that true?
RoboJoe, can you make out the curvature of the Earth?
I can. Actually, off in the distance, you know, it's starting to, like, bend a little bit. Like, you know, that whole horizon line effect. Like, I can see it out there.
So let's talk to this man who's floating next to us in a steam-powered rocket ship. This is Michael, what are you doing up here?
Well, I'm here to prove the lies that our scientists and our government has been telling us for years, that the Earth is rounded. As I see, holograms are projecting a curvature.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're here, which is indeed a lie that you could see. Now, if I could only get higher here, but I'm running out of steam really quickly here, but I tell you one thing, I'm just going to do this GoPro little thing here and look around and just say that I see it flat. The horizon looks flat to me. You can't prove me wrong with this holographic curvature.
So, sir, you're saying that there are holograms causing a curvature around the Earth, not the natural make of the planet Earth itself.
Yeah, I mean, space is just a projection projected from the ground up by our government to keep the lag going.
Now, see, I've heard that this whole flat Earth thing might also be connected to this hollow Earth thing.
I don't know about that satanic stuff. We're talking about a flat plate that we live on. There's nothing below us. God created the world in a flat plate with different ice walls.
So, are there turtles all the way down underneath?
On the backs of elephants, right? That's a thing, right?
I don't know nothing about that satanic stuff, but since God created the Earth in 7 days and created this whole solid plate that we live around and the universe spins around us, we...
Well, champ, maybe we could help him out. Can we attack?
Oh, we're losing altitude.
Wait.
Joe, you gotta get on that.
No, I'm on it. We're good.
Gentlemen, I don't believe in science, but I do believe in fluid dynamics and aerodynamics.
Well, how does our magical chopper make you feel?
Aerodynamics. I mean, I'm not a scientist. I'm self-taught science.
DJ Snorlax, we got a question back here in the studio.
Yeah, Rob, Boar, what you got for me?
While you're there, could you just ask Mr. Hughes? Was it Hughes?
That's Michael Hughes, right?
Mad Mike Hughes, that's my name.
Mad Mike Hughes.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, could you go ahead and ask him, sir, have you ever left your small hometown? Have you ever left your town?
Sir, have you ever left your small hometown? Have you left your town?
Yeah, I've been a stuntman for about maybe 40 years or more. I can't really count past that, but you know, it's been a long haul. And
Let me rephrase the question. DJ Snorlax, maybe ask him if he's ever left his home county.
Have you ever left your home county?
I have been in movies and stuff, and look, I'm in the air right now. I mean, I've left something. I've left the Earth. The flat earth that we see that's being obfuscated by the government's holograms.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So in your 40 years of stunt work, did you maybe, like, suffer one or two, like, knocks to the head?
Traumatic,
like,
brain injuries?
You know, in the field, you take a few bumps that are really hard. I mean, I took maybe a few that in my record I can't really collect and stuff. But I've jumped over things in, like, you know, my steam-powered rocket before. So this isn't the first game show I'm on.
So what is your plan now that you are slowly... or not so slowly descending to Earth?
I'll take it in faith, okay? Because, I mean, I'm the captain of my own ship. I'm going down with this. As you see, the altitude slowly descending. But I'm going to prove even further that the Earth is still flat and just try to send up this footage to my fellow flat earthers and say that the government's projecting things.
Got another question back here. Yeah. You know, he's trying to prove this by going up in the sky, but he's also denying the horizon. So my question would be, has he ever tried to just drive to the end of the Earth or maybe get in a boat and try to sail to the end of the Earth?
Yeah.
Has he ever tried, you know, the horizontal instead of the vertical?
Have you ever tried the horizontal instead of the vertical?
What?
Doing it.
No. I meant, has he traveled far enough to try to reach the edge of the Earth instead of just going up to see it?
I apologize. Have you tried to travel to the edge of the Earth instead of going up to prove it?
Well, you can't go past the ice wall there. Some people say there's a whole other lost world on the other side there.
It's like an invisible wall in a video game.
Well, you know, it's kind of like that, but the government's the one that's hiding it, so you can't get there and, you know, just you can't get past that.
Wait. Is it our government hiding it, or is it...
Oh, it's the one world government. The Illuminati that runs everything.
With the Gettys and the Rothschilds.
Sure, yeah, but mostly the Illuminati and the satanic scalions that run everything.
Alright, so it seems like you are about to plummet to Earth. I got one last question for you there. If there is a flat Earth society, why isn't there a flat Mars society?
Because there ain't no space.
Alright, that's going to be right done with us with a chapter with Mad Mike Hughes plummeting to Earth to his doom. Alright, back to you, Boar.
Thanks, DJ Snorlax, and we'll see you here in a few minutes, because everybody knows the chopper can actually fly faster than the speed of light and can travel through any solid object, so we should see you here in a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm back already.
Oh, shit. How the fuck did you do that?
It's the chopper.
Hey, Neofash, you missed this great interview we just did with this crazy guy from California.
Oh, Jesus Christ, and because he's a flat earth guy, because they apparently had a big convention in North Carolina not too long ago.
I know! I kind of wish we'd have gone.
Oh, man.
It was horrifying that they had...
Are they going to do it again? Can we go?
Every year, probably. I don't know.
Can we get Derpy Show on the scene?
I would totally be there to troll those people.
That's bad.
I don't know that I could actually put up with it.
I don't. Yeah, I'd be like shaking my head.
My head would explode after like 20 minutes.
Watching that segment on Vice...
I would just take a globe.
Yeah. No, that's a lie. And there's people that sell true atlases there, and there's just literally a plate with like an ice wall of Antarctica, but another guy has a stretch of land outside of it.
And I'd bring an 11-year-old that did like one of those diagrams, like those
solar system,
the foam ball solar system, you know, and I'd be like, all right, here's an 11-year-old that understands the world better than you.
Yeah, well, no, it's because of lies.
Giant auditorium full of people.
Echo chambers, man.
To be fair, it was like one... hotel, like airport Radisson's.
In Raleigh?
Like ballroom. Like, okay. It was smaller than Nerdapalooza. Yeah. Like.
Derpy Show!
Don't you want dick? No, I don't want dick. Don't you want dick, baby? Don't you want dick balls?
It's the breakdown. Breakdown.
Break.
When will the bass drop?
Break.
Okay, I can't stutter the thing. I was like, I don't know how to stutter it. I'm stuttered it right. I can't.
I love When Will the Bass Drop so much.
Oh, God, yes. You ever seen that one guy's Vine where he's holding up that, like, plastic garbage can? He's like, we like long build-ups and disappointing drums. We like long build-ups and disappointing drums. And he gets to the crescendo, and he's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's fucking hilarious.
I mean, that's it.
I'm like, that is fucking EDM right there, man. It's fucking 3 minutes.
Because it builds so up, and it's just like.
Or the fucking trap drop is like. Bam, 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 bam. It's just like fucking bass stuff for EDMs.
Derpy Show.
So I read about a bunch of dumb shit.
Okay.
Yeah. So. One of the things that I thought was pretty funny that happened recently, because, you know, it's that time of the year. It's getting into that holiday season, so everyone's getting all ready for, you know, Christmases and the Kwanzas and the Hanukkahs. So everyone's going to the mall all the time, right? Well, get this. Apparently, in Toronto, an adult stormed into the middle of their Santa display and started screaming and yelling that the Santa is not Santa.
An adult was yelling the Santa is not Santa.
Do you have an age?
From what I could tell, it looked like maybe mid-40s woman. And she yells, quote, "Do you have a sleigh, you fucking dickhead? Do you have a sleigh?"
Wow.
And I think it's pretty great. She also said, "You're not magic. You're not even real. I heard about it when I was a kid. You're not real, man."
Did they arrest this woman and figure out what kind of drug she was on?
Or what she forgot to take that morning?
From what I gathered, they just asked her to leave the mall.
She a fan of Alex Jones?
Because she was in Canada.
Did they actually ask her to leave the mall, or did they tell her they were going to have to ask her?
They're probably going to have to ask her.
Because, you know, if this happens in America, that woman's getting shot before she, like...
Right.
The mall security even shows up.
Well, after they tell her that they're going to have to ask her to leave.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
But when are you going to ask?
So, like, is this just, like, further proof that the Christmas creeps are, like, invading people's subconscious and brains and ruining their lives?
Listen, the Christmas creeps make everyone's lives better.
Derpy Show.
Ho, ho, ho! Do y'all know what time it is right now?
It is the best time of the year.
You don't even know what times are better than this one, because it's here, and you know it, you're feeling it, you ain't no frog in the water,
yeah.
You can't tell what's what, it's Christmas!
Yeah.
There's not much time to buy those presents.
Yes, you know, if you do the math, we're only like 380-something days to Christmas 2018.
But
you gotta get prepped.
I know a lot of people out there, they're saying, yo, man, it's almost Christmas. What about this year?
You know, I'm saying, why do you think this is 2008? You're 2000 late, my friend. The best deals for this year, for this Christmas, already happened in 2015. You're behind the curve. You're behind the ball. We're trying to get you ahead of the curve. We want you to be Indiana Jones this Christmas.
Yeah, you gotta be putting up that Christmas tree with all of your purchased and wrapped presents before Labor Day.
Yeah, I mean, once the Halloween's are coming, you're too late. You gotta have the tree ready and ready to go. You go one night Halloween lights, second night Christmas lights, the other night Christmas lights, every other night Christmas lights.
Wait, at this point, why not just leave it up all year long?
That's what I'm saying!
I mean, there's people that, like, they put the trees out front and it all dry and it leaves it out there. But, I mean, do you have yourself a fake tree? Those fake trees last for, like, a millennium.
Nah, you ain't thinking big enough. You gotta get a new tree every year. You gotta go to the Walmarts. You gotta go to the Targets.
Gotta support.
Get that new tree.
Represent.
Get it bigger and better every year.
It's super good for the economy. It's good for the environment. You get that big artificial tree, you know, that'll be good for a year. But then you throw that out.
I mean,
you throw it out.
You know why Abba Day is in April, right? Abba Day, April, tax refund. You gotta get the tree. That's what you do with your tax refund.
Exactly. We have the biggest love for Elf on a Shelf.
Oh, God bless him, Elf on a Shelf. That saint has done so much for us.
But you know, some people, I went into their houses, I saw only one elf on the shelf. They got so many more shelves, you better fill them all with elves.
You know, and you know, they got two genders now. You got a lady elf and a boy elf. She's blonde. You can have two elves per shelf.
But what I'm saying is I don't want to see elf on a shelf. I want to see elves on shelves.
I want it to be like the Keebler tree in your house. Just elves on every orifice.
And I know some people out there are like, man, I can't. I know people that can't afford to have that many elves on shelves.
I feel you.
Go over to your mom's house, and I want you to elf up her house. I want you to elf up everybody's house that you know.
Elf yourself, elf your family, elf yourselves the times.
Yeah, elf your mom, elf your dad.
Take it to church.
Elf yourself, elf your mom.
Elf your father.
For God's sake, won't someone elf the children? Anyway, this has been your annual and biannual and monthly and tri-monthly reminder Christmas is on its way from your friends, the Christmas Creeps.
Christmas Creeps.
Happy Holiday 2018.
Derpy Show.
Another creepy thing came out recently.
A creepy thing?
Yeah. Are you guys familiar with the Hamburger Helper glove?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. People have been hypothesizing what the skeletal structure of the Hamburger Helper glove is.
Oh, God.
Because if you think about it, it's a glove that's standing on, like, the bottom part of the glove. There are fingers, four fingers, but then in the center of the palm, there is eyebrows, eyes, a big red nose, and a mouth with a tongue. So what is the skeletal structure of this being? What do you think it would be? What's your guess, Boar?
I mean, obviously there would have to be some sort of support structure from the base, so there'd have to probably be something that resemble feet, but...
like Kirby feet, maybe?
I think there's, like, sort of vestigial feet in, like, walruses.
Oh, yeah. Like,
so it's probably something like that,
the flipper tail?
So it would be able to, like, stand... So,
but
there's nothing.
Creature?
Yeah.
But there's no separation at the bottom, so it would just have to be like maybe two muscle-controlled pads, and then maybe connected to some sort of a spine that would go directly behind the mouth.
Yeah.
And then there would have to be like maybe a brain somewhere.
Is there a skull inside of the palm?
I don't.
Is one of the fingers the anus?
What?
That wouldn't, evolutionarily speaking.
It'd probably just be at the back of the foot pad.
Well, I just assume, at the bottom of the foot pad, there's a cloaca.
Oh, yeah, it's both a hole for sex and excretion.
So, yeah, maybe he lays eggs, too.
But what if they're like the aliens in Sign, and he just touches one of the fingers together to reproduce?
What? Aliens in what?
Not another teen, one of those crappy teen movies? Wasn't that a thing? No, they
you said Signs, which there's no alien reproduction in that film.
So they just died.
Bobby. They got hit by water.
Oh no, water!
So is there a skull or isn't there a skull? What do we think? Do we vote skull or no skull?
It could be an exoskeleton, like an insect almost. Like,
yeah.
So it doesn't
or it could have
like
a tiny
bones.
Skull with a brain way up in the fucking fingers.
Or maybe it could just be all muscle like arthropods.
So which finger? There's only four fingers, there's no thumb.
Or cartilage. What if it's cartilage?
I mean, like that seems like a terribly, like, terrible evolutionary spot to put a brain. It seems very vulnerable up there.
But what if it's like a stegosaur, where there's, like, four tiny brains in each tip of the finger?
Well, what if it's like a starfish?
Can we all agree that this is just a product of Monsanto's GMO processing? It's not really an evolutionary species that was just created?
Yeah, this is definitely not, you know. And some people hypothesize that there's, like, a huge skull, and then there's just fingers popping out the top of its head. Some people assume there's like some horrible four-armed monstrosity inside of it that just has all these extra arms and a giant terrifying skull mouth. But what's really the most disorienting is that Hamburger Helper, the official Twitter, tweeted out an image of what is inside of the glove.
Oh, God.
And the best I can describe it to you is it is a normal human skeleton with four arms, one for each of the glove fingers.
What?
And that whatever the rest of the face is has nothing to do with the skeleton at all. And that's, you know, canon.
From the looks of it, it looks like the tongue might be his schlong.
It definitely is. The pelvis is where the mouth is on the hand.
So he talks out of his anus?
No, he talks out of his dick.
I mean, so do half of us, so.
Guys.
Hey, listen, I've been told that females can have penises too, so that's just the world.
They do, they're just really tiny.
Do you know about that they're the hyenas?
I have heard that hyenas are a thing, yes.
So did you know that hyenas are matriarchy?
Makes sense.
And the women have such large clitorises, they literally fuck the males into submission.
Yes!
Interesting.
Yeah. Hyenas are kind of weird in that way, but it's also kind of like super fascinating that like that's an evolutionary trait, that there's just this like super, like the women are so empowered that they literally fuck the males into submission with their enlarged clitorises.
Hmm.
The guys are so, like, so inbred they just can't even function, so the women had to take over.
There's a Denison of the internet would be very interested in that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Wait, I mean, how could the males be more inbred than the females? That doesn't make sense.
Well, I guess they would all be.
They'd all be equally inbred.
You know, that's what's wrong with cheetahs. Cheetahs are inbred.
Aren't they inbred to the point where they can't actually support themselves as a species anymore?
I mean, well, the reason that they're all inbred is because there was only one pocket of cheetahs that survived the last ice age.
Yeah.
So they've, like, all the cheetahs that exist have been breeding in the same circles for, you know, several thousands of years. So they're all, like, I think they're all genetically cousins.
So wait, then how do they do genetic diversification? I mean, like,
they literally can't. That's the problem.
But luckily, but somehow cheetahs have actually survived with that amount of for so long, which is actually fairly impressive.
Are they able to jump to other species? Because isn't that what a liger is? It's like a...
But any of those mules, aren't... The mules can't reproduce.
They're not genetically...
compatible? Well, thanks
or
to the...
viable.
Oh, well, thanks to the CRISPR virus, maybe soon we'll be able to, you know, genetically modify people.
The
have
CRISPR sponsor. Virus?
Is, you read about the CRISPR virus?
Is that when you eat at CRISPR's and they haven't cleaned enough and you get that listeria stuff?
Maybe. Basically, CRISPR is this way of modifying viruses that go in and modify RNA and DNA of cells. So basically, you use the shell of a virus to replicate DNA and control DNA structures.
Isn't that what Parasite Eve's about?
Basically, yeah.
The mitochondria?
Well, I don't know about the energy source. Yeah, sure, yeah.
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
That's all I know about mitochondria.
This is true.
Wait, there was a movie about this?
And I think you get them from your mom.
PS1 game.
Oh.
Parasite Eve's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Resident Evil where you're like tank controls.
Okay.
But you're this like... She was like a reporter, right?
I thought the gameplay was much like Final Fantasy XII. It was weird, that real-time kind of fighting with a dome around you.
Yeah, right, the dome!
Yeah, the dome and Vagrant Story did the
Derp
same
dome?
Thing as well, too.
I forgot about the dome.
The Derp Dome?
The Derp Dome. Or the dome system.
The dome system.
Yeah,
Derp Dome happened.
Yeah. Damn, that's a flashback.
Bad. Yeah. I played with my interpreter, actually, because my interpreter played like a demo of that when he was little, and he was saying, like, I never got through it.
Interpreter? I didn't know that was an option.
Well, yeah.
What?
I mean, if we could have had Neofaust come here with an interpreter so we could understand him.
That would have been a lot
cleaner. We might have understood,
you know,
some of that conversation
guy has issues with me talking to local nationals anyways, too. So he's just like, Steve, I can't translate that.
You can't be trusted to talk to people from other cultures.
Well, I can. It just takes some time. And the guy that works with me is just like, I can work around.
I am not saying
right.
that.
So is he just,
I cannot say that.
So is he just editorializing everything you say?
I'm very convinced that he takes what I say and summarizes it. Because I say, what takes me to say five things can be said in one thing. So I feel like when I explain something, it's detailed. But he goes, you plug it in. So like if I explain to somebody how to put together like a computer, he could just be like, you just put that there, don't touch that, you're good.
We really should have gotten this interpreter. That would have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
Well,
he is trying
to immigrate over here.
Oh, can he become an intern for us? And like, is that a good enough to get to?
I don't know.
Can Derpy Show sponsor
an
immigrant?
He's on a waiting list with his family.
I think we'd have to commit to like giving everybody health insurance first.
Becoming
a real business.
That costs money.
Well, you gotta do that extreme vetting with his family because it's so extreme. Anyways.
Yikes.
I got another interpreter I could probably see because he's living in New York City right now.
How many interpreters do you need?
I've had 4 through different projects.
Okay.
Yeah.
Throughout the projects.
One's Turkish, one's Tajikistanian. Tajiki? Cheeky Tajiki guy.
Did he just say a cheeky Tajiki guy?
Yeah.
I think he did.
Yeah.
Isn't okay. Tajiki guy a character from Battle Arena Toshinden?
No, but good throwback. Do you even have that here?
Have what?
It's a train!
Where is it?
I hear a train!
Is it? It sounds really far away, though.
Yeah.
It's coming towards us. You know what that means.
Uh-oh.
It's time for a train break. Are you ready?
I don't know if I'm ready.
Do you feel it in your bones?
It's been so long. I don't know if I remember what to do.
What did we do?
Oh, it's getting... Train break!
Break it down! This is a train break, and now it's over.
That was fun. I don't know where that train came from.
Yes! Magical, the magic of the 300.
Ghost train.
Right through the living room.
Right through it.
Derby Show.
In honor of the 300th episode of Nerdy Show, we have a special collection for you today, listeners at home.
It's a 13-disc set, Derpy Show, Derps to the Techno Tunes of Today.
It is a collection of the best techno song from all 300 episodes of Derpy Show.
We're calling it EDM, or Electronic Derpy Music.
Sample the sounds from our new soundtrack.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.